Through that. That was so fun. Thank you guys so much for playing with us today. I was just so excited to hear your originals and really just was the highlight of my week so far. That was so fun. I'm so excited to welcome Mr. Daniel Miner, Odessa's Little Starlet, aka like my favorite stage name ever. And I insisted that we use it for the show. So Alec, if you wouldn't mind putting on a little bit of funky tunes for just like 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll go ahead and get Mr. Daniel started. Thank you so much, everybody, and keep on listening for another great set. Have a great 5 minutes.
He was singing from the world. Thank you. Hold on, wait.
Hello, we are back. It might have taken us a little bit more than 5 minutes, so thank you for your patience. I'm so excited to introduce Odessa's little starlet, aka the one and only Daniel Miner, Tufts' very own. Go ahead and introduce yourself and say hello.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? Daniel. I usually do like mixing for the show, so I was just doing the last set. But we have 2 hours, so I get to come in and do some originals, just
That's
me
so
and the
exciting.
Guitar. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, Daniel has been such an important part of the Post Adolescence Glow team, and I've just been so thankful that, like, all of the progress you guys have made with the tech stuff is just so impressive, and getting to bring artists into the studio and have them sound really sharp and clean and nice is just such a treat for everybody involved, and I'm just very proud of you guys. So I'm really excited to be putting people on the air with compressors and EQ, and because that was something like I never knew how to do in the fall. And big shout out to Constantine back here making the magic happen as well. And yeah, go ahead and introduce your first song, and if you want to just tell us what it's about. I'm under the impression you're playing all originals today.
Yeah, I might do a cover too, but we're gonna stick to new songs that I haven't done on the radio yet.
Awesome.
Yeah, this one's called Sun's Too Hot. And yeah, it's just a song. I'll explain some of the other ones, but yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to explain all of them. Just whatever feels right to you.
Word.
No pressure.
Okay, yeah. I'll get started.
Yep.
Well, the sun's too hot for the holidays. Don't you say we ought to get away? away. Mrs. Ireland 2023 has got a little message for me. Wrote it down and sewn it all up in my shoe. I felt it, I was shooting for two. Hand on my head, I'm speaking tongues. The Pentecostal preacher's son. The fiddle strikes, cause it's what you like. We dance all night. Let's toss out all the brains they claim will bring us honor, wealth, and fame. Let's take off all the baggy clothes that her parents did outgrow. We'll speak in code or in sign. Why don't we do it all in rhyme? I'm a city slick town fuck holiday at the mall. You never seem to notice at all. When I cross your mind, you cross your heart. Wait for the show to start. Yeah, we'll put on all the fancy little plays you never got to do back in the day. We'll cast in all our dearest friends, and Joe and May are feuding, but they'll make pretend. And when the climax comes to a peak, let's make it tragic like the Greek who put the curtain to the flames. Well, they had better know our names. We'll watch the sky turn gray, like the rich who fled Pompeii, who moved to West LA. You'll be my movie star today. You split your dress at the seams. I hit the lights and set the scene.
Woo! I always love your lyrics. I just think they're so unique, and have such great storytelling to them. So what's your process for writing lyrics?
I think it's like, it usually starts with like, get an image, like an image that I really like, mm-hmm. and then have it. I mean, sometimes there's personal meetings, sometimes there's not. Sometimes it's, I'd say most of the time it's not personal experience.
Yeah.
So I want to preface before I get into other songs. But yeah, it's usually just drawing on like images I like and then trying to make it colorful or unique. Mm-hmm. So just get an idea, and then it just starts. I mean, like anyone that writes songs, they know it just sort of takes off. Yeah. And you don't even know where it's coming from. So,
well, I love that, and I think it's also just like a testament to your mind, because I don't know, I think everybody writes music differently, and it's so cool how you can have such like, I think like beautiful, but also like simple instrumentals paired with like a real story in your lyrics.
Yeah. Very simplistic instrumental. You know, I just like strumming chords and singing. That's all there is.
Well, you're a beautiful guitarist as well. What's the next one you're going to play called?
This one's called Sweet Jubilee. I wrote this one after I watched an episode of The Sopranos. It was like that episode where it's like there's like some parade and Christopher has a very bad time. And I like some of the imagery. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I didn't write it. It's not about Christopher. This isn't about The Sopranos. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, it's called Sweet Jubilee.
All right. I'm excited.
Dear congregation, I am not coming back. 11 months and I'm still stuck on the smack. No, I'm not scared anymore. I'm walking out the door. Dear Jubilee, you are my star up above. You are the newest, coolest thing to love. You'd tear the rosary, you'd make a cup of tea. My mouth is burning and the effigy too. What's there to God if God's so foreign to you? No, it's not out of the blue. I've thought this 10 times through. They've got a bridge to sell. I've got a needle on the shelf. These kinds of things, they tend to come in threes. The dope, the father, and sweet jubilee. Just make it right for me. Somebody set me free. Dear congregation, my resolve has waned. The waxing moon has shined some light on my veins, and through the window pane, I'll fly toward heaven's name. They've got a bridge to sell, I've got a needle on the shelf. I tie the cord till it hurts. I drooled all on my shirt.
Thank you. That was so lovely, Daniel. Yay. Sorry, I was a little distracted chatting back here. We've just been talking about how far the show has come in all this time, and
yeah, it's been a whole moment, huh?
It really has, and it just has me feeling very excited. But I guess I kind of wanted to ask you that same question, but as far as your music writing goes, how do you feel you've progressed in the last, like, 8 months since I've been gone?
Yeah.
Update me.
I think I've been focusing on production a lot. Really getting an idea for, like, the sounds and aesthetics that I want when I'm, like, producing the music. And putting that together, I have about, I think, 8 songs that are produced right now, and so I should be able to put out a project later.
That's awesome.
This semester, I don't know when it's gonna happen though. Like,
yeah,
I'm definitely gonna do it.
What are your plans? I want to hear those originals on.
Yeah, so none of these are actually gonna be on that album. These are like extras.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, but since they aren't gonna make it onto the album, I thought they should exist somewhere.
Yes. Well, they exist here now.
Yeah.
So what's your next song?
It's called Being a Boy. It's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's a sort of a road trip song. Not really, but that's how it starts.
All right. Get into it, man.
Yeah. Wanna close my eyes when we're off on the road. Wanna think all about the only girl I know. Wanna be a little sailor with hairy arms, with my shoes toward the mast toward the stars. If I close my eyes, I can take me there. I can take me to almost anywhere. Sweet little Mary, growing 10 feet tall, growing 10 feet tall. Look at big old daddy, how he fills this shirt and room? Tell me your past lovers in the line for lunch that you insist we discuss. Tell me little stories from the books you say you wrote. This one's called Middlesex. It's just a little thing I threw together just the other week, I guess. What's in the shoebox in your teeth? I'd like to know what you wear and what you eat. Now am I doing something wrong? You're heavy on my mind, but light in song. Let's dream our dream, our dream. Oh, if I were a girl and you were a guy, it would be a little harder to sing, but I'd try. About the cheese on your breath and the brown in your eyes and the straight running hips and the hairy thigh. Oh, that poetry flows from the male form is a stretch for me, but it's just you I adore. Hell, it's hard being low when all your friends are high, and it's hard to be the last holdout. Sober guy, wanna feel like a punk, wanna walk the walk, but have you ever heard Ozzy Ozzy talk? And it's hard to be a boy if you wanna be a man, and it's hard to express the things you don't understand, and it's hard to be a boy if you wanna be a man, only hard to express things you don't understand. Hard to be a boy, wanna be a man, only hard to express what you don't understand.
I love that. That one definitely had what seemed like a little story behind it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
got stuff.
Does that one feel like a personal song to you, or is that just a song?
Like, moment to moment, it can be personal, and then, like, it'll be entirely different. Like, I think I'm not really stuck to a particular narrative. Yeah. I was like, whatever works and sounds good.
Because sometimes I get a little bit caught up in feeling like I have to be truthful in my songwriting.
Not at all.
Like, right. Like, I'm like,
who cares?
I'm like, I want to talk, like, say really dramatic things, but then I'm like,
no.
Yeah. It's good to kind of be free with that.
Because I don't have to write about me. I can be like any
you can write
narrator.
About whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Awesome. So, like, as far as playing live goes, how do you find yourself doing that, or are there any venues like you enjoy playing in, or any spaces you like to play in, or?
I mean, ever since I got to college, I think my entire focus was just like producing. Like, I like performing, and mm-hmm. This is really awesome, but more than anything, I like recording and making and adding sounds and noises and like collecting, like going on Facebook Marketplace. They have a bunch of old organs there that you can get.
Whoa.
Although, well, yeah, be careful with the organs on Facebook Marketplace. You can go down a rabbit hole really quickly.
That's ambiguous.
It is. I'll keep it that way.
I'm gonna ask you more about that later.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's your next song called?
It's called Dandelion. It's about Gavrilo Princip's son.
Who is that? I'm sorry.
Gavrilo. It's like he was the guy that assassinated Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, so I've been living under a rock.
No, I don't think that's like. You didn't have
no,
to
I should
know
have
that.
Known that one.
It's not. That's not necessary for the song, but it is good background.
Okay, good to know. I think like just general knowledge. I should have known that.
Yeah, World War I stuff.
You learn something every day.
There you go.
All right. Here's what's it called?
Dandelion.
Dandelion.
Thinks daffodils are the ones you blow out like a candle, a cake. It's an honest mistake. took to feeding bees, huffing at autumn leaves. He'd blow the whole forest down if that would keep you around. Gavrilo, what's left to say? You left round April or May. Gav, come back to bed. Oh, I forgot you were dead. What was the last thing you said? Ooh, 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 ooh. Gav, what have you done? There's your only son. He's playing dress up, never chess, and he's still sucking on my breast. They say he's slow, I say depressed. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Franklin, you're not king. Oh, frankly, what it meant to me, I can't see, I don't care. And there's another on the way. I know that wouldn't make you stay, but you oughta hear. Come back to me, my dear. Gav, licorice lips, curl my toes in a twist. Put some life in my love. Ooh, 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 ooh. Gav, world at war, you little radical whore. You put the color in my cheeks and knew exactly when to speak. You knew the things I couldn't stand. A second job, another man. He's done the very best he can, but little Gav just bites his hand. Ooh.
Oh, those high notes were so beautiful. I loved that. So when did you start learning how to sing?
Well, my brother did theater in middle school, and we're 4 years apart. So I always thought like singing was his thing. So I was like, I can't do that. I was like, I don't want to be a copycat. And I remember in fifth grade, I wanted to play guitar, and he was like, you should sing. Summer going into sixth grade, actually, I started, my guitar teacher would take me and some other students around to like little bars around Houston, and we would perform there.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. I think I've always loved the story of your guitar teacher and like what a mentor he seemed to be to you.
Yeah, he's like, cool.
Getting that exposure to live music at such a young age is something like Nora and I were talking about too. It's really important.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's really awesome you had that.
For this next song, I'm pulling out the ultimate guitar tab. If I could get one person just to come scroll, that would be actually rad.
I'll come scroll for you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be there in a sec.
Yeah, sure. So I will take it from here. This is a cover, so I'll probably just do one cover this time. This is Sarah by Alex G. We did Bobby on the radio like my first semester freshman year, but you know, you can't go wrong with Alex G at Tufts. So
yeah, that was me and you, Daniel.
Yeah, we killed it.
Yeah,
it was funny.
That was such a bonding experience
totally.
For us.
So I'll just get started. Sarah runs to feel the burning in her lungs, to clear her head. Do you know what Sarah meant when she said you'd be my guest? To keep the pace, to save your face, you'll never make the place. Why do you even run the race? I can't be what you need. I am stuck in a dream. I am stuck in a dream. Don't you know she's been here all along? In a dream, she belongs in a dream. Every day I'll make promises that plague Sarah's heart, so I can watch her fall apart. 'Cause I know when I break her down, we'll spit on all the happy clowns that live around this sunny town. She loves me like a dog, and when we mess around, I'll let her know the truth. I can't rely on hope with fate, and every time I wake, I second guess the game I play. Did I make a mistake?
Beautiful, beautiful. So great. I was thinking maybe we should do a little PSA now.
Let's do it.
If that's a good time for you. Okay. Alec, PSA us up.
Sounds good. Okay. I'll be quick with it. Okay. Firearm safety PSA. Woo! No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you've made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you guys.
Yay. Thank you, Alec. Daniel, what else do you have for us?
I have a, I'll do another original. It's a very goofy song. It's called, well, I'm gonna actually, let me see if, yeah, I'm gonna do.
I hear guitar tune.
Like a tune super fast.
It's the best. It's the best guitar tuner app.
All right, yeah, we're good.
No free promo, actually. I'll take that back.
Yeah, shout out Guitar Tuna, actually. You know, it works better than the tuners you clip on there.
I know. It,
it
really
literally
does.
That's a relief to me because I've never used
don't
a
buy
real
one of those.
Guitar tuner.
Uh-uh.
And so
not worth
and,
it.
And you just lose them, and it's just, yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, the song is called Roddy B. Auckland Has Tomatoes for Eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very Daniel Miner.
I can really rely on you for some original titles.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a fun one. It's goofy. Yeah, so I'll just go. Roddy B. Auckland has tomatoes for eyes, and it's summertime. Rotting in to sockets of eyeball goop, like Florentine soup. Not now, but soon, too short the moon. Roddy, Roddy, winter will come. And God willing, you'll get splotches on your tongue. You're going brown without sun. I don't want Roddy B. Auckland around. I'm calling every garden and I know in town. Skinny little fingers, oh, his skinny little hey. I don't want Roddy B snooping around with a fire by candlelight and a silk satin gown. not a millionaire. He's not a poet fair. He doesn't even dress that well. Can't you see? Can't you see? Come on back to me. Roddy B. Auckland is the belle of the ball. He's nearly 7 feet tall. I never liked fighting for the eyes of the girls. You know they rule my world. And in his dreams I hear a plea. My rotty body is so weak. Why ever shall it hang from the trees? What did I do to thee? You have deflowered my lily and rose. You bored them half to death with metaphysical prose. His pretty little fingers, oh, his pretty little hey. Hey, Roddy Auckland, smile and say cheese. I paid the handyman to bash in your knees. He'll never dance again. He'll never take your hand. He'll never, ever, ever be the man. Can't you see? Can't you see? Won't you come on back to me? Hey, Lily. Hey, Rose. Turn up your nose. Hey, Winter. Hey, Fall. Stand by. Stay small. It turns out Roddy's really quite nice. He even asked me out for shaved ice. So what a fool was I. I'm sorry, Roddy Auckland. I was a bit standoffish to start. Your scrambled knees attest to these dark clouds in my heart. I'm sorry, Roddy Auckland. You're a hell of a guy. I must admit, you make my stomach's butterflies fly. I'm sorry, Roddy Auckland. No, really, I mean it, I am. You'll spend your days collecting dust, but I can be your friend.
Awesome. We're all just like giggling back here at all of your word choice.
Thank you.
We're trying to like predict your future also.
You are.
Yeah. We're like, he's gonna get discovered and then he's gonna be so famous and then we're all gonna get to say we knew Daniel Miner. Oh, no. It's so fun being here though, because it's literally like just me, you, Constantine,
yeah,
and Kim here right
killing
now.
It.
Usually we have all sorts of people up in here,
yeah,
but it's so chill.
The classics.
Just really enjoy. We're all the just classics. Enjoying watching you.
Yeah. Oh, that is a dumb song. I forgot. Sometimes you just
words.
Look back at the lyrics and I'm like, damn.
I thought it was great.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many more songs you got today?
I mean, I was going to do, I have like, one, two more. I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a bunch prepared, you know, because
yeah,
it's just
no.
me and a guitar. So.
You got 15 minutes.
Word. I'll just do 15 minutes of songs.
Yeah, take your time. And we'll see if the next person shows up.
Lovely.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. This next one. This is a cover. Me and my friend Kyle back home work on a lot of music together. We did. We Are Vikings, Lost in Time, which everyone should also stream.
I love that song.
I might have been the first person to listen to that song in Morocco ever.
You listen to Morocco?
Damn,
you
probably got listeners in Morocco.
I gotta check the listener stats. I'll see what we can do.
Yeah, so
just to plug you, the Instagram that you primarily use is your Daniel Minor Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one's on our Instagram. Go follow him. And on Spotify, where can your music be found?
Yeah,
is it under Odessa's Little Starlet?
Little Starlet, Spotify, Apple Music. I don't know. Everywhere DistroKid sends my stuff. So, you'll find it.
Okay.
It's out there.
All right. Well, you guys should look up Odessa's Little Starlet and listen to this Viking song because it's pretty fi.
Cool stuff coming up soon.
Okay. Well, I hope y'all enjoy.
Yeah, this next one is actually Kyle wrote it, so I wanted to cover one of his songs because I really appreciate his the way he approaches songwriting. It's this one's called Lenina, You're Everything. It's really cute. Shout out Kyle. Lenina, you're everything. Lenina, you're everything. Cover your butterflies in blankets made of clay. Don't feel good since all your sisters went away. Lenina, you're everything I see when I awake. And I feel good when I forget about the change. Lenina, you're everything. Lenina, you're everything. I wanna sleep next to you every single day. And I'll feel good when I lie naked in your shape. You think of someone else when I am far away. Do you feel good about the way that things have changed? Lenina, you're everything. Lenina, you're everything.
Wow, that was a crazy sound. I was like, I moved it back and it was kind of like a horror movie. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like.
That was really important.
Spring reverb.
That was great. Very, very little, a little cute tune.
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called Ingrid Bergman. So I'm going to do another cover and then I'll do a.
Like Angry Bird, like the game?
Like Ingrid Bergman, like the.
Like Angry Bird.
Like Angry Bird, yeah. So just picture that and then you should get it.
Okay.
It's a song about an actress and it's by. Well, it's by Woody Guthrie, but it was never released. But Woody's daughter gave the songs to Wilco to make the great album Mermaid Avenue, which is just a bunch of unreleased Woody Guthrie songs, and
that's
this is
so
one
interesting.
Of them. It's a really cute song. It's sweet, and they're super simple. This is about as scaled back as it'll get. It's three chords, like any good like country song. So, yeah, this is Ingrid Bergman. Ingrid Bergman. Let's go make a picture on the island of Stromboli. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman, you're so pretty. You'd make any mountain shiver. You'd make fire fly from the crater. Ingrid Bergman, this old mountain, it's been waiting all its life for you. For your hand to touch its hard rock, Ingrid Bergman.
If you'll walk across my camera, I will flash the world your story. I will pay you more than money. Ingrid Bergman, not by pennies, dimes, nor quarters, but with happy sons and daughters, and they'll sing around Stromboli. Ingrid Bergman, this old mountain, it's been waiting all its life for you to work it, for your hand to touch its hard rock. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman.
Nice. You went underwater halfway through that song.
That's fun.
I don't know. These mics have been kicking us in the butt a little bit today.
Yeah, they've
had
sometimes.
A long life. They've seen a lot of love.
Yeah, some of them got some real damage.
They're just overflowing with just love and care, I guess.
Because they're so loved.
So we're going to let Constantine
let him get to work.
Fix you.
Love it.
But I enjoyed the Angry Bird song.
Yeah. Classic.
Is the vocal mic is out?
Yeah. So we still got you on the guitar, right?
Yeah, the condenser.
Yeah.
Cool.
I tried to fix it a little bit. Okay, let me bring you back. Yep, got you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Let me do... Do you think we're back?
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, we're so back. I'm trying to think of which song to do next, because there are a couple of options. I could do... I think I did Mrs. Maisie, but that was like a year ago.
That's my favorite one. That's the only one I like remember.
Yeah,
really.
So let's do that one.
Whoa,
Miss Maisie.
No, let me put it up here.
Okay, I remember Miss Maisie too, by the way.
Yeah, all right. This is Mrs. Maisie Had a Baby. So I'm going. I no need for homes, I'm not home anywhere, but it's not scary. Oh, everybody's changing, might as well get used to it. Just kick the shit, miss her vaudeville days just a little bit. What the hell's a quaalude? It's just a little thing that Bowie sings. It can't be true, it couldn't be you. We don't need cigarettes, we don't need smoke, not if we wanted them. We're flat out broke when I'm wrapped up in your Sherpa coat. We're peas in a pot. Won't you please have some Mensonalogue? About the news on 7th Street, we simply must meet the pride of Lewis Elementary. Miss Maisie's on the board, you see, so the ISD's thrown a party. Mrs. Maisie, it's a little boy, let's wrap him up in blue corduroy and fuzzy things. We're keeping everything. We'll keep his baby teeth in the cufflink box. We'll keep his laughter in our winter socks. We've been so lucky. Tell me who lifts the sleep from your head. Although we're better off in bed, who paints the scene and tidies the room for me to be with you? Who does the math and goes to class? so we could get through physics one. I wrote you notes, I didn't listen close, but we were having lots of fun. Who shines our shoes and sweeps the flues so that our lungs don't fill with smoke? Your sweet perfume, your autumn hue of the day when we first spoke. Who plucks my brows and milks the cows so we could have this lovely drink? Mows the lawn, sings the songs so that we never have to think or ever doubt that this ring is our world spinning round, spinning round, round and round, round and round. Ba ba da 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 da.
Ah, Miss Maisie, I love that. So beautiful. And I just loved how you kind of like had a first section and it kind of like bit built into that flowy, like kind of like, I don't know, softer, different section after that. Yeah. I thought it was really pretty.
I have really cool plans for the production on this one. These are all like, you know, these are like demos for when I produce them.
Well,
I'm excited to do this one.
That part when you slowed down was like giving me goosebumps, like pretty intensely.
Woo! Yes.
Thank you, Constantine.
Intense goosebumps.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I love that song because I think I might have told you this last time. My like childhood comfort stuffed animal was named Maisie.
Maisie?
Yes.
I worked in a dog bakery this summer where I was like, my job was to make like cakes for dogs and stuff.
That's a freaking, I almost said a bad word. That's a great job. What the heck?
It's a great job. And the one thing I learned from doing that, you know how many times I wrote Maisie on a birthday cake?
Oh, that's so cute.
It's really, yeah. Maisie and Ella are the most popular dog names.
Ella.
If anyone needs to know that.
I feel bad for people named Ella. No.
Yeah.
But
shout out Ella Rosen. I love you.
Yeah. There's some other amazing Ellas in this world. So it is unfortunately 2 p.m. It's 13:59.
Yep.
So I think that we might need to wrap it up.
Yeah,
but
lovely.
You just played so beautifully today, and I'm sorry.